The Sportscast, October 26, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to us on our Sportscast app or on the sportscast.net website. You can also go to my radio tuner or Streama. You could definitely listen to the Sportscast there as well if that's your preferred option. And of course, visit us on the sportscast.net for the latest and greatest. We got an article about the Pittsburgh Steelers being 6-0. Last time I heard about 6-0 was the Rams back in the 2000 era, but of course there's probably been other 6-0 since then. And of course, follow us at the Sportscast 1. We've been live tweeting all weekend, and tonight we have another live tweet for the Bears and Rams game, so looking forward to that. So make sure you download the Sportscast app because we have notifications, news. You can listen to our past podcast from the past couple of months since the beginning. We haven't changed the system. We use the same system, so definitely take a look at that. So this is our 300th episode of the Sportscast. We started back in February of 2018 with the Super Bowl back then. I can't remember who started, and we're really glad we've been doing this for the past 2 years and a half, and I cannot think of anyone else to do our 300th episode but Joey Bag of Donuts. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, congratulations. Big milestone.
Big milestone. I drink a coffee for that. Wow. It's been one heck of a ride. Of course, this year we launched the app, and we have our daily newsletter. The website's going. We have interns, so we definitely got the wheels turning.
That's great. Congratulations.
Of course. Anyways, let's go to our main business event or get to our business affairs. NFL Week 7 Recap 2020. Let's start, Joe, with the Packers and Texans defeating. The Packers defeating the Texans 35-20. Aaron Rodgers had a 4 touchdown passes, and Davante Adams had 2 touchdown catches in the Packers' route of the Texans. Rodgers finished with 283 passing yards. Adams had 13 catches for 196 yards. What do you think about that, Joe?
Got bounce. Big bounce back. This match last week. Back on the win side. Texans are basically hopeless. Season's done. If you saw J.J. Watt press afterwards, he is less than pleased. Lost season for the Texans, but Packers are back.
The Packers are back with a loss from last week, but hey, of course, you got to bounce back against the Texans. Who cannot beat the Texans, right? Anyways, Washington versus the Cowboys, maybe the worst division in the NFL right now. Washington looked like a different team against the Cowboys. Antonio Gibson had 20 carries for 128 yards and a touchdown in the win. Andy Dalton was knocked out with a concussion after hit by John Bostic and it was a huge hit, huge loss for the Cowboys. Washington football team look a little bit better.
The Cowboys are done. They have no pride. They don't huddle. They basically want to coach. And Bostic with that horrible, dirty pick, knocking out Andy Dalton. Nobody came to Dalton's side. Nobody fought for him. Last year when the Myles Garrett Mason Rudolph thing happened and he hit Rudolph with the helmet, immediately slightly Rudolph's teammates came to help him. Nobody came to help Dalton. Shame on the Cowboys. They are a mess. They quit on the team.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, there was a big question mark on the internet. Who would win between the Cowboys and the New York Jets?
I'd say now maybe Jets, and that's pathetic.
Something we'll definitely look at. Let's go on to the next game. A little bit close in the scoreline. Bills defeated the Jets 18-10. The Jets are still winless after 7 weeks. The Bills used field goals to pick up their fifth win of the season. Just field goals. Josh Allen was 30 for 43 for 300 yards. Cole Beasley had 11 catches for 112 yards. This was probably, back-to-back weak gains for the Bills.
Not sure what happened here. I mean, the Jets even had a lead in this game. That might be their season highlight. At that time, they had a lead for a few minutes in a game in October. But, yeah, maybe the Bills were looking ahead. I mean, they've played 3 games in 13 days. Just not their day. You know, 6 field goals. When your field goal kicker is your best player, not a good day for the team.
And, of course, Adam Gase was not doing the play calling, so that might have helped the Jets a bit.
He should not be doing the play calling or coaching or anything. He should be at a supermarket bagging groceries right now.
Somewhere in New Jersey. Saints defeated the Panthers 27-24. The Saints kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter to take a 3-point lead and never looked back. Drew Brees was 29 for 36 with 287 passing yards and 2 touchdown passes. Carolina receiver DJ Moore had 4 catches for 93 yards and 2 scores, Joe. How about that for the Saints?
Gotta hand it to the Panthers. They kept it close, and they almost tied the game in the fourth quarter. They tried a 65-yard field goal and almost made it. If it was the 63-yarder, it would have gone in. So, very close. I say this all the time. Teddy Bridgewater is a gamer. He'll keep you in it no matter what, and the Carolina Panthers are surprising.
Drew Brees obviously has no Michael Thomas. Is this Saints team definitely like the weakest between them and the Buccaneers?
Right now they're down. They need Michael Thomas, but once they get him, they'll get going. But I have my doubts about Drew Brees. I think he's lost a step.
And I think he has too.
I think they have to manage that. But still, getting one of the best wide receivers in the league cures a lot of that. So once they get Michael Thomas back, they'll be better.
Big question marks, of course, about him. He's been like every week. People have been trying to figure out, is he going to come back or not? But we'll find out soon. It's probably sooner than later, but you never know with Michael Thomas. The game of the weekend, I would say, Steelers and Titans. Steelers won 27-24. The Steelers held off a charging Titans team late in the game. Ben Roethlisberger had 2 touchdowns as Pittsburgh remained undefeated. And the Tennessee Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown had 6 catches for 153 yards and a touchdown. Steelers were up like 24-7 at halftime. Titans almost came back. They were able to slow down Derrick Henry, Joe.
Steelers defense is legit. T.J. Watt should win Defensive Player of the Year. He is having an amazing year. He's had great years in previous years too, but he is great this year. Yeah, they were able to slow down Derrick Henry, which is darn near impossible. This was a tale of two halves. Steelers absolutely dominated in the first half and then did not look so great. I mean, Titans are a good team. You know, you could only can't completely stop them. You can only hope to slow them down. And that was that Gostkowski missed field goal at the end. Would have sent it to overtime, but he missed. So Steelers undefeated, baby. Woo!
And he could have added more points to my fantasy. Gostkowski, who's my kicker. So Steelers, let's stay a little bit with the Steelers. Are they the real deal? Do you see them going to the Super Bowl? I mean, of course, you got the Chiefs, you got the Bills and the Ravens. But how do you see this, Joe, in a unbiased perspective?
Here's why they could. Their defense is amazing, maybe number one in the league, even though they lost Devin Bush, which is a big loss, but they could work around that. The offense is still coming together. Ben Roethlisberger has 3 legit weapons, Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Deontay Johnson. They have 3 potential number ones. He could go to any of them. You can't, like, the Titans double team Chase Claypool, took him out, and so Juju had a big game. It's always someone takes turns having a big game every year. So and James Conner is a very good running back too. So they have a balanced offensive attack, a great defense, and also Ben Roethlisberger is, you know, one of the best clutch quarterbacks. He's having a good year. He's still good enough even though he's old. Yeah, Steelers are a Super Bowl contender.
Which AFC team do you have like the most concern with that could definitely ruin your chances to go to the Super Bowl? Is it the Chiefs? Is it the Ravens? Is it even like the Titans or the Bills? Which one do you have the most concern with?
All of those teams have a shot, but I'd say the Chiefs right now are just they are the Death Star of the AFC right now. You have to attack them and bring them down to achieve peace in the galaxy.
And we'll see more proof in the pudding when they play the Ravens this weekend.
It's going to be a huge matchup. Steelers and Ravens are arch rivals. Always an intense game, but the Ravens have that advantage because of all this rescheduling that the Ravens had this past week off and the Steelers had to play. So Ravens will be at an advantage. We'll see how big of an advantage that is.
Let's go to the next game in Ohio. Browns defeated the Bengals 37-34. Baker Mayfield, he came back and threw a game-winning touchdown pass to Donovan Peoples-Jones to win the game. And keep in mind, OBJ got injured, so that's why this Peoples-Jones guy became a little bit popular after this one. Cleveland was able to withstand Joe Burrow's 406 passing yards, Joe, and 3 touchdown passes.
Baker looked horrible at first. He went 0-for-5, and after going 0-for-5, he went 22-of-23. Good for him. Maybe one of his best games of his career. Shame about Odell Beckham. You never want to see anybody get hurt, but he is out for the year. That's a shame. But, you know, I mean, the Bengals are legit. I mean, no, they're not legit, but they're still competitive. You know, there's a lot of games where the Bengals could have won. They're not there yet, but they fight. So good for them, but hey, Brown's good record.
Is there question marks with Baker Mayfield, or do you think he's the man and just needs a couple of games and maybe if he wins, everyone like will be confident that he is the man in Cleveland?
Personally, I think there's a lot of question marks with him. He just he hasn't really done it yet. I think the lack of size is an issue. And that's something he has to work around. You know, someone like a Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray, they could work. They could overcome not being very big. I don't know if Baker can, but hey, he had a good game this week. So, you know, maybe he could put it together.
And we'll talk about those two a little bit later on the show. Buccaneers defeated the Raiders 45-20. Tom Brady threw for 4 touchdown passes and 369 passing yards on the way to blowout victory against the Raiders. He also had a rushing touchdown to his credit. Scotty Miller was his top target with 6 catches for 109 yards. Las Vegas receiver Aguilar had 5 catches for 107 yards and a touchdown. Gronkowski also had a lot of catches. This Buccaneers is definitely unstoppable, aren't they, Joe?
Yes, they are amazing. Tom Brady is on top of his game, and they're about to get Antonio Brown, so they're about to get even better. But the defense is the thing in Tampa. Todd Bowles, a defensive coordinator, he should be a head coach somewhere. He is doing an amazing job with that defense. They're doing it all around. Great offense, great defense. If it's not Seattle in the NFC, it's Tampa Bay right now. Those are the top two teams.
We spoke about Bell going to the Chiefs about a couple weeks ago. Now Brown, a former Steeler, going to the Buccaneers. How do you feel about that as a Steeler fan? Do you think this is good for Brown and his career?
His life is a mess, personally. You know, he's had all kinds of legal issues. You know, suspensions, all that stuff. If he could get it together. Now, when he was with that very brief time when he was with the Patriots last year, he and Tom Brady made magic together. I think he had like 3 touchdown catches in one game or something like that.
Against the Dolphins.
So you could, you know, if you put a really good quarterback in Tom Brady with Antonio Brown, assuming he's still, you know, one of the best wide receivers, they have the potential to have an amazing offense and to just have great stats. So, you know, there's so many other factors with Antonio Brown, you know, whether he could stay on the field, whether he has other legal problems, whatever. His personal life is a mess. But if he could stay on the field, if he could stay on a football team, he could do a lot of damage with Tom Brady.
Of course, he is going to be with Michael Godwin, or is it Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Godwin and Evans, let's call him that. Do you think Brown will probably move up to be the option number one for Brady?
It's very interesting. Like you said, there's a lot of weapons in Tampa.
And Scotty Miller.
And Scotty Miller and Gronk. You know, there's only so much ball to go around. The problem with Antonio Brown is he kind of pouts when he doesn't get the ball. So, but who knows? Maybe he'll have a different attitude. Maybe he'll just be happy to be on a team and happy to be with Tom Brady. I think he's living with Tom Brady, so maybe they can talk about it over dinner.
That's pretty awesome. I did not know that. That should be interesting. Should be a good therapy session there. 49ers, Patriots. The 49ers proved to be no match for the Patriots. Jeff Wilson rushed for 3 touchdowns and 112 yards on 3 carries. Cam Newton threw for 3 interceptions and looked like a shell of himself out on the field. Man, Joe, I was thinking, I think the Patriots era might be over.
That's wonderful. Sorry. Yeah, the Patriots are a mess right now. Basically, ever since Cam Newton got that COVID diagnosis, I think he hasn't been the same. I think he's not healthy. He's unhealthy. He doesn't have the confidence. The Patriots do not have enough weapons. The Patriots are a mess right now. I don't know if they can recover. This could be the end of the Patriots. You know, I think a big Belichick versus Brady thing right now. Brady's winning.
Yeah, that's something that's very interesting because, you know, like Brady was complaining about not providing him weapons and the Patriots never got on top of that. And now, you know, with Cam Newton, you know, he might not be the guy that Belichick needs. Jared Stidham, do you think there's a chance with him?
I don't think the issue is. I mean, Stidham's not the guy. Stidham. What I say about Stidham? Sit him. Cam Newton, I think, is okay. I think they could work together. But I think with all the issues with lack of practice and possibly not being totally healthy, and he has confidence issue. So maybe Cam is. Slump or whatever, but I think you just got a better with Cam Newton.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, Cam Newton is pretty upset about it. I mean, when he got benched, but hey, when you throw for a lot of interceptions, that's what's going to happen. So we'll see what happens in the Patriots camp. Let's go to the Chiefs and Broncos. The first snow game of the year. The defending Super Bowl champions put on a solid performance against the Broncos on Sunday, easily taking care of the AFC West rival. Sorensen and Mathieu both recorded a interception. Sorensen returned this for a touchdown. Mathieu also recorded a fumble. Tershawn Wharton also had a fumble recovery, and the Broncos had 4 turnovers in the loss. Not good for the Broncos, but of course it was a given. Chiefs had had a good chance of beating the Broncos, right, Joe?
Yeah, the Chiefs just look unstoppable right now, and the rich get richer. They get Le'Veon Bell. He had some pretty nice runs. He's potentially a perfect complement to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Helaire's weakness is he can't really get it done in the red zone and in goal line situations, and that's Le'Veon Bell's specialty. So together they can make a really good running back tandem if everything works properly, and that's scary. The rich are getting richer, and the Chiefs defense isn't bad either. You know, Honey Badger is really good, and you know, the Chiefs defense makes things happen too. So right now they are just looking unstoppable.
Yeah, CH definitely looked good. He scored a touchdown or two yesterday, so he's definitely improving. Hopefully he'll learn under Bell, which I'm very sure he will. Let's go on to another matchup that was going to be a little bit murky, but turned out to be the Chargers beating the Jaguars. Justin Herbert, the rookie, threw for 3 touchdown passes and completed 27 of his 43 pass attempts for 350 yards in the win. He also had a rushing touchdown. Gardner Minshew had 2 touchdown passes. James Robinson rushed for 120 yards and a touchdown. Good win for Herbert.
I'd say Herbert is one of the surprises of the season. Not sure how many people saw this happening. He is amazing. He's getting better every week. He has his this Donald Parham Jr. I'm probably saying it wrong, but he's 6'9". Real easy to throw to a guy that's 6'9". That's all I'm saying. He's maybe another Antonio Gates.
I do agree. Herbert definitely was a big surprise this past weekend. A rookie starting his first year, of course, with Taylor, had an injury with his chest. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to see what happens with Tua Tagovailoa, which he plays next week. Let's go on. Sunday night game, an explosive game, NFC West Classic. Arizona fought hard and won the pivotal NFC West matchup in overtime. Kyler Murray was 38 with 360 yards in passing and three touchdown passes. Zane Gonzalez hit a 48-yard field goal for the win. Seattle had its first loss of the season, but great job, Cardinals, because they said, hey, we're a force to be reckoned with. Right, Joe?
I'm very surprised. I was kind of down on the Cardinals. I thought they were going to fade. And this was possibly the game of the year, just back and forth. The Cardinals would never stay out of it. Great comeback. Great comeback to tie it. Crazy game. You had that situation with Buda Baker go with a pick six and DK Metcalf with his insane speed catching up to him and preventing a touchdown and eventually stopped the touchdown on that drive.
That was a video of the night for Twitter.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. Lots of memes. But yeah, it was an amazing thing. You even had the Arizona coach icing his own kicker and causing him to miss a field goal, which was pretty crazy. But great game. One of the best of the year.
Definitely one of the best games. Metcalf or Lockett, always been the question marks. Metcalf is definitely winning that game, of course, between those two. So we'll definitely keep an eye on what's going to happen. But the Seahawks are okay. One loss is fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I mean, Russell Wilson is still amazing. Tyler Lockett had one of the best games by a wide receiver ever. 200 yards catching, I believe 15 catches, something like that. So, yeah, Russell Wilson is just out of his mind, but a little bit of concern with the Seahawks defense. They give up a lot of points, but Seahawks will be fine.
Their next game is the 49ers. Do you think it's going to be a close game, or do you think the Seahawks will have the edge there?
I think Seahawks will take them.
I do agree with that one. Because the Niners haven't, they're trying to calibrate here, but they haven't, you know, gone back to that threat of last year.
No, I mean, you know, they were talking about benching Jimmy G a few games ago. So, you know, not all is well with the 49ers. They're dealing with injuries. They're not at their peak right now.
Absolutely not. Of course, the NFC West is looking at Seahawks still first place, the Cardinals at second, Rams in third, the 49ers at fourth. So it's definitely a very competitive division. Let's look at the standings so far. The Bills are first place. Dolphins at second place, Joe. Can you believe that?
That's amazing. I mean, if someone told you that a couple months ago, that the Dolphins would be ahead of the Patriots, you'd laugh.
Of course, the Ryan Fitzpatrick, the whole issue with him being benched. Do you think it was too early, or do you think it's time for Tua?
It's time for Tua. I mean, look at what Justin Herbert's doing. Look what Joe Burrow's doing. Bring these rookie quarterbacks in. This isn't the time to keep your rookie quarterback on the bench. Throw him in there.
I'm actually getting a little convinced. I want him to start till December, but November, I can compromise in November. Anyways, Patriots are third. The Jets are fourth. AFC North, Steelers looking pretty up top. Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. You didn't see the Steelers being 6-0 by now.
No, we didn't. But how crazy is it that the Steelers are 6-0 and the Baltimore Ravens are right behind them at 5-1. And then the Cleveland Browns are right behind them at 5-2. So, you know, very tough division. Even an undefeated team doesn't have a comfortable lead.
Who would have thought the AFC North would be as competitive? AFC South, The Titans are still up top with just one loss. The Colts are second. Texans and Jaguars at 1-6. The Titans have that one pretty much so far.
Yeah, the only threat is the Colts, and not real big on them. So
it's not saying much.
I was extremely impressed with the Titans. I mean, they almost came back to tie that game. It was they have some weaknesses, but otherwise, I mean, Derrick Henry is a beast. Ryan Tannehill is very good. They have a very good offense, so they're going to win a lot of games.
Now, did the Steelers figure out the formula to slow down Derrick Henry?
Have a really good defense. The thing about Derrick Henry is he's so big and fast. I mean, he's a freak. He is he's basically
different.
Almost like Bo Jackson back in the 80s.
Wow, that's a good comparison. I was talking about it with a few of the sportscast contributors last night. We were talking about Riggins and someone else. We didn't bring up Bo Jackson. That's a good comparison. I like that.
It's that combination of size and speed that you just almost have never seen. So, yeah, it's amazing. But what the Steelers were able to do is stop him before he could get going. You know, they hit him, they penetrated a lot, they run blitzed, they did everything they could to not get him going. Because once you get Derrick Henry going, that's when you get those 70, 80 yard runs.
AFC West dominated by the Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos. Could we see a Chargers maybe be competitive to win second place in the AFC West?
No, unless Herbert has some, like, you know, just plays out of his mind. I mean, he's playing very well, but he would have to just play out of his mind. But the Raiders, possibly, Derek Carr is playing pretty good. So possibly the Raiders can at least make the playoffs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely Chiefs division.
John Gruden is doing some wonders. Of course, he has a 10-year contract, so he has time, but the dividends are being shown, are paying off. NFC East, the weakest division, the laughingstock. Eagles are first, Washington, Cowboys, and Giants. Cowboys are not out of it. But can this be an Eagles finish?
I think it's the Eagles division to lose. I think they just they're really hurt right now. They're dealing with a lot of injuries. So, but they're still staying in it. And I mean, it's kind of by default. The Cowboys are just a mess. They're lost. They're down to their third string quarterback. Who, by the way, local boy Ben DiNucci. Hi. The Giants are done. Washington is. They're not going to do anything. So it's basically the Eagles by default.
You know that when it came to the Cowboys coaching search, it was between like all the interviewed was two coaches, which was Mike McCarthy and Marvin Lewis. They didn't do much they didn't do much interviews. Do you think that was like a red flag? The Cowboys kind of like, should have interviewed some more possible coaches.
Yes. Mike McCarthy is a mistake. He's just not good. He wasn't good in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers being, one of the best quarterbacks ever, amassed a lot of problems there. He wasn't good in Green Bay, and now it just seems like the players have quit on him. Not a good sign. There's either going to be changes. Either he has to change his coaches because McCarthy brought in a lot of his buddies, and it's not working out, especially on the defensive side. So they're either going to have to change the coaches underneath McCarthy or just get rid of McCarthy. It would not surprise me if they just got rid of him.
Yeah, I've heard that Mike McCarthy has lost the locker room as well.
Exactly. They've just quit on him. There's no desire there, and that's really bad. I mean, we're really early in the season, and for a team to quit like that, it's going to be a long season.
He's making Jason Garrett look amazing. Anyways, NFC North. Chicago Bears, Packers, Lions, and Vikings. It's between the Packers and the Bears, but the Bears, wow, I am quite surprised they're being competitive. It could be a Nick Foles thing.
Pretty surprising, in this era of offenses going crazy and aerial attacks, the Bears doing it with defense and just good enough quarterback play. So I like Nick Foles. We'll see what happens, but they're doing it on defense. And just on a personal note, just if you lose tonight, just do it by under 6.5 points. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
There you have it. That's our gambling feature of the show. NFC South, of course, Buccaneers, Saints, and Panthers and Falcons. We talked about that before. We know Buccaneers are going to go all the way. Saints are still 4-2, Joe. I mean, like, they're going to win and out every game by 3 points, it feels like.
It's possible. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, they're right behind Tampa Bay. They're 4-2. Saints, Tampa Bay is 5-2. So, you know, they're still there. So even with their problems, they're still winning.
And of course, finally, NFC West, Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, and Niners, definitely looking good. And we'll see how the Rams do tonight against Chicago, which that leads to our prediction segment of the show. Monday Night Football, Joe. Who do you have between the Chicago Bears at the Rams?
I think the Rams are going to win. I mean, they're just, you know, they have a little bit of everything. They have that supposed great Rams offense with that genius coach, and they have Aaron Donald. So, I mean, in theory, they should win all the time. We'll see. I think it's going to be close.
And World Series Game 6, who takes it, Dodgers or Rams? I mean, Rams. Dodgers or Rays? Dodgers are up 3-2. Joe, do you think Dodgers will finish it up, or do you think Rays will take it to Game 7?
I want the Rays to take it to Game 7.
Good boy.
Because that game over the weekend was one of the most fun finishes ever. That was amazing. I happened to be watching that live and being on social media, and just, you know, it's fun when something crazy goes on live and you're on social media and you could share it with everybody. But that was one of the craziest finishes ever. I still can't believe that.
Joe, before we close, how will you recap Week 7 of the NFL this past week?
All I care about is Steelers undefeated. They are number one. They are top of the mountain, baby.
How long can they stay undefeated?
I think it's going to be really tough against the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens have that extra week of rest and they're at home. I think that's going to really help them. So I hate to say it, but I think that the undefeated streak ends this week.
Now, who do you think is better, the Ravens or the Titans?
That's tough.
That's a great question.
Okay, if the Ravens played the Titans, I would say the Titans would win, because it seems like the Titans have the Ravens' number, and I think they could slow down Lamar Jackson somehow. But, man, that would be a really good game. Talk about battle of the rushing attacks. But, I mean, the thing about Ryan Tannehill is I think he's just very underrated. I think he's a very good He's a perfect fit for the Titans. They're just perfect for each other. So, you know, when that Titans offense is working well and Derrick Henry is going, you could work off that play action, and Tannehill is effective. So that Titans offense is amazing. Their defense is suspect. And so that's their weakness. And, you know, Ravens have a good offense and good defense. So maybe that gives the Ravens a little bit of an edge.
Are the Ravens one-dimensional? Ask Justin Riley.
If they're not one dimensional, they're maybe one and a half dimensional. I mean, they're all rushing. I don't want to say it's a poor rushing, poor passing attack, but you know, it's good enough. But let's just say it's not their strength.
Steelers do have a little bit of a couple of games after the Ravens that are pretty easy. Maybe walks. They got the Cowboys, the Bengals, and the Jaguars. That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take it. Maybe they'll be 9-1 after all this, after 10 games.
Yeah, and looking at the rest of the schedule, like, you got the Colts, Browns, and Ravens are like the top. Well, also the Bills. Okay, never mind then. It's still gonna be a rough couple of weeks. But you do have some three easy games in a row, and the Steelers, I think they're going to the playoffs. You just can't doubt that. Anyways, Joe, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about the playoffs of the NFL?
I live on Twitter. If Twitter was a house, I would be in there 24/7. I am Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. I post basically all the time. I'm addicted.
You should own some stock from Twitter.
I was thinking that like I need to monetize this. I need to like do something to make some money off this thing.
And of course, you can contact us at the Sportscast1 or at thesportscast.net. We do not give stock advice, or we don't own any stock on Twitter. So you can definitely contact us there for sports only. And read our latest article about the Dodgers. Tonight we have Tyler Turner recapping the Big Ten this past weekend. First good weekend. Indiana is in the AP poll. I don't want to say which part, but they're in it. So Big Ten is definitely making a splash and a threat to the SEC, the top two conferences in college football, I think, and everyone probably agrees with me, SEC and the Big Ten. So things are kind of formulating together. And tomorrow night, Riley and Constant, comedian Steve Brown is back. He made everyone laugh for the whole hour, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And Bama Saints legend Kenny Smith will be on the show tomorrow. So he's a defensive lineman. Looking forward to tomorrow's show with Riley and Constant. Always a laugh. And then we'll recap what happened this past weekend with Tennessee. Waddle got injured, so there might be some ramifications. I don't think so, because probably their bench is as good as their starting team. So looking forward to that show and a busy week. 300th episode, Joe. I honestly don't know how to end it, but maybe you can have some closing words.
All I'll say is I just want to speak specifically to the Steelers fans that are complaining about the Steelers right now. Shut up.
What they complaining about?
Team, be happy and stop complaining. It's the NFL. It's real hard to win games. So be happy we are undefeated, because it is an amazing accomplishment to be undefeated at this point of the season.
What they're complaining about?
Oh, they let the Titans back in the game. It was close. They haven't really beat anybody. They have a weak schedule. There's all kinds of excuses. Like, you know what? Don't worry. Be happy.
Hey, the Titans are a tough team. Titans are probably one like the top 10 teams in the NFL. So that's tough to do. They're going to come back and play in Tennessee with a few fans. But hey, I'll take a win in Tennessee every day a week and twice on Sunday.
Exactly. It was very impressive to go down there and get a win, regardless of the circumstances. The Titans are a good team, and it was very impressive what the Steelers did.
Anyways, we got to go. Grab that dirty towel, Joe. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Anytime, brother.